Well, folks, wherever two or more are gathered, it can be really hard to get along. Not exactly what Jesus says, but such is our way currently in life, and such was the way of life during the time of Jesus, it seems. Think about it. When was the last time you had an argument, and what was it about? If only the other person involved had just listened to what you had said or done things your way, right? Then there never would have been an argument in the first place. But add other voices into the mix, and suddenly everyone has an opinion, and everyone is trying to share at once, and no one is listening to anything that the other people are saying. Sounds pretty familiar to our current social climate in the midst of a pandemic and a present election season, no? And given the fact that our gospel reading today focuses in on how to handle a dispute between siblings in Christ, clearly getting along and really listening to each other was a problem back then too. Perhaps the advice we could all really use is what I tell the preschool kids at Faith when they gather for chapel. Everybody put your listening ears on. We don't listen to each other. We don't hear what those around us are actually saying. We often fail to pay attention when someone is speaking, too busy thinking of what we are going to say next. This kind of behavior leads to unnecessary fights and feelings of disrespect. And the problem grows when we think of the ways that ignoring and not listening to others leads to disempowerment, increased vulnerability, and lack of inclusive space. In today's scripture, we heard, if your sibling should commit some wrong against you, go and point out the error, but keep it between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won a loved one back. If not, try again, but take one or two others with you so that every case may stand on the word of two or three witnesses. If your sibling refuses to listen to them, refer the matter to the church. Friends, as much as we don't want to hear it, it seems to me that it is we who are gathered here, you and me, who are often the siblings not listening. Not listening seems to be at the heart of why a polarized world continues to spiral and divide. Not listening leads to a push to keep outsiders and newcomers away, causing more fear. Not listening is why more Black folk are shot, wounded, and killed month after month. And the siblings who have been wronged, they have pointed out the error. They have brought one or two others back with them to talk. They have brought the matter to the church. We haven't listened. Real listening requires focus, tuning in to what the other person is saying. Real listening requires asking what the other person needs, not deciding for them. Real listening is a practice in empathy, even when we disagree. We don't truly listen to each other. God hears everything. God hears all of us. God knows all things that creation cries out for, longs for, desires and needs. God hears it all. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth join in agreement to pray for anything whatsoever, it will be granted to you by my Father in heaven. If you talk to me or ask me for anything, tell me about anything, pray to me about anything, I will have heard you, says God. I know what you have asked for. I've been reading a lot lately by the theologian Frederick Buechner. The Faith 5 group that meets on Wednesdays can tell you I talked about him this past Wednesday too. Buechner writes about the mystery and the awe of hearing, deeply hearing another person speak. If I can't see you for some reason, but can only hear you, he writes, you don't exist for me in space. When I have only the sound of you to go by, I don't experience you as an object the way I would if you stood before me, something that I can walk around, inspect from every angle, more or less define. I experience you more the way I experience the beating of my own heart or the flow of my own thoughts. I am taking you more fully into myself than I can in any other way. Hearing you speak brings me, by the most direct of routes, something of the innermost secret of who you are. What Buechner writes, this is true listening. This is the kind of listening God offers to you. A deep way of knowing you to the depths of your soul. When you pray, talk to God, cry to God, God hears the flow of your thoughts. God hears your heart. And yes, God sees you too, but God fully hears you. Hears the innermost secret of who you are. God knows what you are saying with your very being, even if you use no words at all. God hears you. Hears you in a way that no human ever will. We are invited to gather. We are invited to come together to talk. We are invited to be community, united together despite all our differences, by the God who makes us one in Jesus Christ. I know that gathering together looks different in our lives right now, but still can't really be done in person. It still means coming together over internet and radio waves rather than face to face. But we can still gather. We can still be community. To be two or three or more gathered together in Jesus' name, the Bible doesn't specify where or how that needs to take shape. When we gather here online each Sunday, we are together. When we share in Holy Communion, like we will in a few moments, we are together. When we advocate as a church and support local organizations like we do with the Mission of the Month, we are together, united in support and love, listening to, truly hearing others. Next Sunday will be God's Work, Our Hands Sunday, a day when churches all across the ELCA, all across the country, celebrate how we are one church, freed in Christ to serve and love our neighbor, hearing their needs. Although this year's celebration will look different, with far fewer people interacting together in public service events, we can still celebrate. We can still gather. This year, you are invited to engage in advocacy. Write a letter or call your elected official. Write in to the editor of your local paper. Create a lawn sign or let the kids draw and make one with chalk on the driveway. Donate to an organization that does advocacy with an issue that you really care about. The means of advocating for others are endless. The invitation is to take part in the work. As church, we gather together to support those who need to be heard. We gather to uplift their voices, to truly listen. You are invited to gather. So friends, as we are surrounded by noise in our lives, real noise of the world around us, and noise that comes as distraction and responsibilities and obligations, as you try to filter out what noise matters and what noise can go off into the background, I pray that God gives you wisdom to discern what voices need to be heard. And I pray that you will be moved to really listen, trusting in the God who hears us all. Amen.